Quiet Mind, Day 87, Returning Home. Aging is not an ending, but an invitation back to being. Life at its core breathes in and out. Just as your lungs inhale and exhale, just as your heart contracts and expands, the universe itself moves in rhythms of arrival and return. Your own life follows this pattern. You come into the world, expand, learning, collecting, building, becoming, and just when you feel rooted, that forward momentum slows. Then quietly the great return begins. First, maybe it's the passing of loved ones, then the body weakens, your calendar empties, your influence seems to contract, the ego, built on doing and accumulating, starts to panic. It sees this as failure. But what if it's not? What if it's the sacred unwinding, a return to essence? Every life is a mini-universe, and when your body dissolves, that little universe folds back into the whole. Your chair might still be in the room, but you've gone home. That home isn't somewhere else but the formless source from which you came and to which you return. Our culture doesn't talk about this. We hide death. We sanitize it. We fear old age because we don't understand it. But in our holy culture, the elders were treasured. They knew that as the outer world shrank, the inner one deepened. When the doing faded, being had space to shine. But in modern society, where only doing has value, aging is seen as a decline. We don't call people old, we call them seniors, like it's a promotion rather than a transition. The truth is, in the second half of life, or sometimes earlier, if tragedy or illness arrives unexpectedly, the ego starts to lose its grip. This loss, while painful, can open the door to awakening. That's why many who've suffered deeply as children often emerge wise beyond their years. Form broke down early, but spirit stepped in. Think of the blind prophet or the wounded healer. These figures weren't broken, they were cracked open. Their losses made space for the eternal. When you've touched the fragile, impermanent nature of form, you stop clinging to it. You stop chasing more. You begin to see that your true worth isn't in your youth, health, or achievements, but in your awareness itself. Sadly, many miss this chance. They resist the return. The ego hardens, clinging to memories, regrets, or complaints. It grumbles through the days, lost in a loop of what was and what should have been. But those who surrender to the return instead of resisting, it begin to glow. Their very presence becomes a beacon, not because of what they do, but because of what they are. In the future, aging won't be a curse. It will be a blessing, a flowering. The last chapters of life won't be about winding down, but waking up. For some, it'll be a late but beautiful homecoming. For others, a deepening of the awakening already begun. The invitation is this. When life asks you to release, don't tighten your grip. Let go. Not into nothingness, but into everything.